Penguins Flyers at the arena tonight. And on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline, we have Sam Carcitti, beat writer for the Flyers for the Philly Inquirer. Sam, how are you today?
Good, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well, and we appreciate you taking the time. And man, if we went back to the beginning of this weird season and asked people to pick their four playoff teams from the East Division, I would say the vast majority would have had the Flyers among them. It's just been a disaster, and I'm wondering what the biggest reason for it is, in your opinion, Sam.
Yeah, you probably need about a half hour, but in a nutshell, the defense has collapsed. You would have thought they would have been a little less effective this year without Matt Niskanen, but the drop off has been stunning, and the goaltending has been horrendous. I mean, Carter Hart, who could have foresaw this after a very good first season last year and an excellent playoff, and he has just dropped off the charts. And he's still young. He's 22, and if you look at his pedigree, I think he will bounce back. But I don't think anybody could have expected the drop-off. I mean, his goals against has been around 3.8 to 4.1 for most of the season, and his save percentage has just been, it was 8.15 in the month of March, and that month just killed him. And his save percentage now, I think, is about 8.80, and it's actually risen in the last few games. So that just tells you, where he's come from. And Brian Elliott started out pretty well, but he has also faded. He faded a lot in March. So, they're the main reasons. But lately, and I wrote this today in the Inquirer, it's kind of been overshadowed. Their offense has been horrendous over the last month. They've been averaging 2.2 goals a game. The offense was really carrying them in the beginning of the year. And they went from 3.3 goals a game in the first 28 games to 2.2 over the last 14. You name a player, he's in a slump for the Flyers right now. And that includes Scott Laughton, 18 games, James Van Riemsdyk, 16 games, and let's see, Kevin Hayes, 2 goals in 19 games, and it goes on and on and on. It just, usually you have one or two guys in a slump, but basically probably 80 to 90% of the team has been in an offensive slump over the last month.
Sam, you've been around a long time. You know, coaches probably get less respect in hockey than any other sport. They seem to be hired and fired so quickly. Is Alain Vigneault in any kind of trouble if they don't make the playoffs this year?
He's not, Ron. Chuck Fletcher, the GM, came out the other day, and a little bit surprisingly, he said all the coaches were safe. I think most of us thought Vigneault was safe. It's just his second year, and he did a tremendous job last year, and was a finalist for Coach of the Year. But his assistants have, along with AV, have had bad years, especially his assistants. I mean, but apparently they're safe. I mean, Mike Gow, who coached with Minnesota as a head coach and did a great job last year, his PK has been one of the worst in the league. They're 30th out of 31 teams, and he also coaches the defense, and the defense has, dropped from 7th in the league last year to, near the bottom this year. I think it was 29th or 30th last I looked before the last game. So, you would have thought he may be in trouble. And Kim Dillabelle, the goalie coach, has also had a bad year. I mean, he has not been able to straighten Carter Hart out. And, that's his main job. And Hart just seems to be just lost out there. That's the only thing I could say. He's making himself small in the net. He is weak to the glove side. It's no secret. I mean, he gives up most of his goals high to the glove side. And for some reason, the coaches and Hart have not been able to rectify that. But as I said, the GM, Chuck Fletcher, the other day said everybody is safe.
Sam, the one guy you didn't mention was the guy that used to be the head coach here, Mike Therrien. What's going on with him?
Yeah, Therrien's done, an okay job. He hasn't had the best. He runs the power play. The power play has been very sporadic. They've been in the middle of the pack to, 15 to 21, 22 all year. They've struggled, and they've struggled in big games. And, they're very predictable. And, so he has not had a good year either. But I don't think he's had the type of awful year that some of the other assistants have had. But, yeah, they really seem it's an enigma. They really have the talent on offense. They have top-notch players, but they overpass. As I said, they're predictable. And, you know, and especially in big games, it seems like they cannot produce. And I'm talking about the power play now. And, you know, that's been a big drawback this year as well.
A couple more minutes with Sam Carcitti from the Philly Inquirer, covers the Flyers. Two quick questions, Sam. One, who's in goal tonight? Do you know yet?
We don't, but I'm 99% sure it's going to be Carter Hart. So they have been rotating, and Elliott went the last game and did not play well at all against the Caps. So I'm just waiting for confirmation. But like I said, it's 99% that that Carter Hart will get the call. And in fact, as I'm talking to you now, I am getting confirmation. So it is Carter Hart who will go tonight for the Flyers.
And secondly, I just can't believe that Chuck Fletcher came out and gave the entire coaching staff a vote of confidence, even the goalie coach. That just blows my mind, and I can't imagine that went over well in Philly.
Well, you know what? In a way, it did. Our columnist, Mike Sielski, said that what he did by that, he was trying to send a message to the players that, hey, it's not the coaches, it's the players, it's time to wake up. And how did they respond? The next game, they got blown out by Washington 6-1. So far, it hasn't worked. But, you know, if you look at it that way, you know, that he's sending a message that, hey, you're on alert. If you don't do the job in this last month of the season, you know, you can be replaced. But if that was the intended message, they didn't get it because they were never in the game against the Caps. You know, they've lost 7 games. By 5 goals or more, and think about that—that's in 42 games.
Wow!
So if you prorate it, that's like basically 14 games in a regular season where you lost by 5 goals or more. And of course, the worst was a 9-0 loss to the Rangers. They lost 6-1 to Buffalo twice. it's been a head scratcher, and of course, a lot of times they come back from. You know, they lost to the Rangers 9-0. They come back and they beat them the next game, the next night. So they are, you know, team enigma. They really are. They haven't been the same. And, you know, they don't want to use this as an excuse because a lot of teams have gone through COVID, including the Penguins and most teams in the league now. But they really have not been the same since they lost 6 of their regulars to COVID. And their season was shut down for 11 games. They all say they're healthy now, but for whatever reason, they have been a totally different team. You know, they started out 11-4-3 when COVID hit, and since then, I think they have 9 more losses than wins. So, you know, it's been puzzling, and I know, you know, we're still learning what COVID does and the after effects, but they just do not seem to have the energy that they've had in the past. And again, they don't want to use that as an excuse, and they always preface that when they talk about COVID. But there has been a noticeable difference in the Flyers since, like I said, they were off for 11 days.
Well, I guess you should be thankful for small favors that fans aren't really allowed into the games. Those wonderful Flyer fans might not be too happy with the team, would they?
Yeah, well, they have had they were allowed that 3,000, so we've had 3,000 there. So, and they make a lot of booze. Those 3,000, surprisingly, they could be heard loud and clear. And they've actually increased it now to over 4,000. But you know, the way they're playing, they've actually had a hard time getting that many people in the stands. And the ones that have been there have not been happy. They actually have a worse record at home than they do on the road. So it's been a puzzling season. I think you're going to see a lot of changes in the offseason.
Sam,
because
I was going to ask you, are you a little surprised that they didn't do more selling off maybe at the deadline, or they just feel like they're still close enough that not the time isn't right to do that?
I think they tried, and I think they just weren't able to. I mean, some of the guys they would like to deal, it's no secret, or Jake Voracek, James Van Riemsdyk. You know, Voracek has an $8.2 million salary. Van Riemsdyk has a $7 million. And if they're going to get takers, they're going to have to eat a lot of the contract, you know, whether it's 50% or 30%, who knows. And Van Riemsdyk is a guy who's having a career year, and now all of a sudden he hasn't scored a goal in 16 games. I mean, so you just wonder if they will protect them. I don't think they will in the expansion draft. I think they would be happy to have that cap space. It's nothing against those players. Voracek plays hard, you know, he's not having a bad year, not having a great year. He's having an okay year. And Van Riemsdyk, like I said, was one of the team leaders for the first 35 games, but he has just hit the skid. So, but I wouldn't be surprised. And again, it's nothing against those two guys, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Flyers do not protect them in the expansion draft.
Sam, we appreciate you taking the time. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Always good to talk to you guys. Have a good one.